listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. A gunman remains on the run this morning after shots were fired at police vehicles near New Norfolk on Monday night. Brighton's Robert Gregg's been identified, the 33-year-old believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado. Commander Tim Dooley says drones, the rescue helicopter and specialist resources are scouring the area, but there's no risk to the public.
With a person that's been using firearms, there's a significant level of risk involved, so we'll be using some of our tactical personnel to take that person in custody.
Tassie teachers are striking this morning, fed up with a slow government response to a strained workforce that continues to shrink in numbers. Public schools won't open until 10:30 a.m. this morning. The Australian Education Union demanding action on workloads and pay. President of the union's Tasmania branch, David Genford, says teachers need a government who takes them seriously.
Today, as teachers and support staff, we are taking action because we have a government who has failed to provide solutions when it comes to workload. We are seeing too many people leave the profession, either teachers moving to the mainland or quitting altogether. We're seeing our teacher assistants or library technicians leaving the profession due to their low pay.
And AFL club presidents have until October 7 to give us their decision on a Tassie AFL team, meaning we could know as soon as next Friday if the state's bid for the 19th licence has been successful. Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and Jason Burt have been accused of using bullying and intimidation against Indigenous players and their partners at Hawthorn between 2010 and 16. The Herald Sun has seen the Hawks review and says aggressive intimidation actions were undertaken by the most senior of the coaching and management hierarchy. Clarkson, Fagan and Burt have categorically denied any wrongdoing. And over in the Tassie State League, Launceston Football Club's Jay Blackberry has announced he's retiring. He holds a competition record of 234 games over 14 years.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.